Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're nearing the end in the Sefer Chovetz Talmidim of the 11th Perek. Before we discuss that, I'd just like to introduce you to a friend of mine. In the course of being here in the yeshiva, I get to meet a lot of people, some of them that are members of our yeshiva, some of them that are not. And Yisrael Meir, who's sitting next to me, Yisrael Meir Walmark, is someone that I met during my travels, and I saw a really special transformation, change in this person from when I first met him to the boy that's sitting next to me at this moment. And it's something that he's very passionate about, and he wants to share with you just some thoughts. And we've spoken about this a lot. It's just a few minutes. If you could just give him your attention, and then we will continue with Sefer Chovetz Talmidim. Yisrael Meir.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Center. Rishus, Rabbeim, Shiva. Great opportunity to come speak in Yeshiva Deres HaTorah. And like Rabbi Center mentioned, I want to talk about a project, something that I been working on, something that helped me grow. And in our generation, we have many challenges. One of the greatest of them is the pull towards the Gashmias. Being that Gashmias is so real, tangible, and emotionally fulfilling, and today, a click away. Without even realizing, we become involved in the physical world, and sometimes emotionally attaching ourselves to it, forgetting what our real mission is in this world. Now, I didn't come here to give mussar or anything, but I'm here for maybe a possible solution. About a year ago, I was by Moshe Weinberger, and he gave me the Sefer B'Lvavi Mishkan Evne, and he told me to go through it with real sincerity, and it'll help me tremendous in my Avodas Hashem. So that's what I did. I took the Sefer, and I went through it through Sukkot to Pesach, and while I was going through the Sefer, I fell in love with it. I felt like it was, you know, starting to take my emotions and attach them towards Hashem, and all that, you know, I would say pull that was running towards the Gashmias was being, you know, sort of rechanneled towards Hashem. And I was thinking, you know, who would want such a thing, to be able to have, you know, the Gashmias, the pull that's pulling us towards the outer world, to rechannel it towards Hashem. But I thought at first that maybe it's just me, you know, why I got some connection to some Sefer. What does it have to do with anybody else? But a few weeks into, you know, learning the Sefer, I bumped into a friend and I was telling him that, you know, this unbelievable connection that I've been getting through the Sefer and how it's helped me grow so much. And I tell him, you know, Sefer B'Lvavi, and he's like, what, Sefer B'Lvavi? My cousin was learning that Sefer. He was in yeshiva for many years, and then he was going to work, and someone gave him this Sefer while he was going home for Bein Hazman, and told him, learn it sincerely. And he started to learn it, and he also started to gain tremendous in his Avodas Hashem, felt like he was getting a connection to Hashem, and he's back in yeshiva, and it's many years already. So it got me thinking, maybe it's not just me and this Sefer. Maybe it's not just me and this guy. Maybe it's the Sefer. So I decided to learn it with a friend. I started to learn it with him, and he got this tremendous connection to the Sefer. He became passionate towards it, unbelievable. And he told his mother and father about it. And he tells me that when he told his mother and father about it, they went to the store and got the Sefer, and they also fell in love with the Sefer, and they learn it every day. So I saw that this isn't just a regular Sefer, a Stam Sefer that everybody, you know, you pick up, okay, some people connect to. Definitely has something more to it. And the more I looked around, the more people I gave the Sefer to, I saw that really, you know, anyone who takes the Sefer and internalizes it and works on it as Avoida is really growing from it. And I could go on and on about many stories of people that have became totally, you know, that have grown tremendous in their Avodas Hashem and totally attached to Hashem through the Sefer. And just looking at the Haskamas, we'll be able to tell you some more. And I guess I'll give you a little bit of the Sefer, some of the stuff that he talks about. And he brings down a Zayir that says that the main purpose of a mitzvah, every mitzvah is to bring you closer to Hashem. So Rav Itamar asked, do we, you know, feel that closeness from every mitzvah we do? Does that really, do we feel such a closeness every mitzvah that it's bringing us closer to Hashem? So he brings down a Chazon Ish that he wrote at the end of his life, a letter that says, a person's avoda in life is to always know in front of whom he's toiling. Even if you ask some people that, you know, go over to a person and say, you know who you're toiling in front of? And the person might say, of course, Hashem. Even though he says there still could be something missing. So he gives a mashal. You go to somebody's house, and there's a meat platter on the table. And you reach out your hand to get the meat platter, and the person says, hey, wait a minute. So you're like, all right. A minute later, you stick out your hand, and the guy says, what do you need the meat platter for? Isn't it good enough on the table? So you're going to tell him, no, what good does it do for me on a surface, on the table? It's far, I need it to fill me, I need to taste it. It doesn't do anything for me actually on the table. So Rav Itamar and Bilvavi says that the same thing is with Hashem. If we just think of Hashem once a week and He's just on a surface, and we do His mitzvahs, when we do chesed, when we sit and learn, and we're not going to feel that sort of fulfillment that we're supposed to be getting from the mitzvah, that closeness that that the Zohar says that a person does a mitzvah brings me closer to Hashem, you're not going to feel that. You're not going to get that unbelievable connection. It's not going to come. But if a person thinks about Hashem, and a person brings Hashem into his life, and makes him a part of his life on a daily process, which Bilvavi goes through a lot, of how to bring that concept into you, how to feel it, how to live Hashem, and make him a part of your life, how to go everywhere with him, and make decisions with Hashem, a person will feel all his mitzvahs that they're bringing him closer to Hashem. So this is my possible solution. After seeing most people that I gave the Sefer to gain tremendous in their avodas Hashem, I felt it is my responsibility to spread it to the mass. So that's what I did. I printed some of the Svarim, and they're free. Although they have a condition that if you take one, you're committing to learning the first two sections. And only so it should be something real by you. It shouldn't be, you know, just another thing you put on your shelf. Rabbi Yitzchok Septimus is giving a shiur on the Sefer Bilvavi. I heard that the guys are very, very into it. Also, Moshe Weinberger has some shiurim that he gives on the Sefer. He goes through the whole Sefer, actually. And he also, his shiurim are unbelievable. It could help you tremendous to go through the Sefer. And if you want to help spread it to your friends, definitely Rabbi Center will be around to give out some of the Svarim. And those who will be interested, I'm sure will be able to gain tremendous. And Mirtz Hashem, maybe after the Rosh Yeshiva speaks, we'll be able to give out some of the Svarim to the guys. And my bracha to you all is that you should have huge success in your Avodas Hashem. And to really be able to have that true connection to Hashem at all times. Thank you.
So we're going to just do a little bit here of the Chavis Talmidim, Yashar Koyach, Yisrael Meir. And we're here finishing. We're finishing the 11th Perek, you know. It's funny because the Chavis Talmidim is a sefer that really, that one of the first Svarim that I fell in love with. This is a sefer that Yisrael Meir fell in love with. And it's really beautiful that he's working so hard to spread it to everyone else. And it's a sefer that many people have feel that connection to. And we're learning now the Chovetz Talmidim. And we're speaking over here about a person. What we spoke about is what it used to be a Pashti Yid. Used to be a Pashti Yid was a person who was Zoyche even to Nevuah. There was 1.2 million Nevi'im in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi. 1.2 million Nevi'im. It was like Nevuah was regular. It was like no big deal. Kodesh Baruch Hu needed to tell someone something. Boom, he had Nevuah, just like that. That was a Pashti Yid. Nevi'im were people that were constantly on that level. They never went below that plateau, that plane of being a Navi. But other people, they had moments of inspiration, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was ready to talk to them. That's what it meant to be a Pashti Yid back in the day. Nowadays, where are we? Where are we holding? Matzavenu Ata, Yeroid Yeradna, we've gone down. That's not what our expectation of Pashti Yid is anymore, sadly enough. We're in the old printing on page Kuf Yud Gimel. The beginning of the paragraph is Loi Navi Anu Roitzim. That's the old printing. In the new printing, it's Tzadi Zayin. So he says like this: Loi Navi Anu Roitzim Lasais Mimcha. We're not saying, okay, let's become Nevi'im. You know, that's not what we're trying to do over here. Afloi Bal Ruach HaKodesh. We don't even necessarily aspire that you should have Ruach HaKodesh, Bipam Echad. You know, like immediately. We'll get there, hopefully, in the course of our life. But we're not saying that tomorrow you have to have Ruach HaKodesh and be enough. Aval kama mushchus umezuam hu. But how really disgusting and how filthy is Ben HaMelech, is the son of a king, shenishlach el martef megul. He's in a cellar. He's in a disgustingly dirty cellar. V'yorad liyos megusham umishoylel. And he has now become just a very base type of person. Very physical. And just hoylelus, just like stupidity. He's petty. He's talking about the prince, the crown prince. And now he's like rolling around in just some, you know, some cellar somewhere. How terrible is that? Sha'al koponim eina doig la'atzmoy. It doesn't even bother him. He's not even troubled with where he is, with what he's doing. Ve'eino misgagea lo shuv al matzavoy harishon. He's not yearning to get back. You were in the palace. You were wearing royal robes. You were a person who was like the highest class person in the entire kingdom. Do you know who you were? Do you know who you could be? Does it bother you that you're like you're just rolling around here? But that's pretty sad. If you see the crown prince, and he's just like totally disconnected from who he once was and who he's capable of becoming. El zakus nafshoy viskarvusoy el aviv. The zakus, the purity, the divineness of his nefesh, and the closeness that he had to his father, the king. Hashkafosoy ha'adino. That very adin, it was very pristine. His pristine hashkafa. Hashkafas ben melech. Shenishtana lehashkafa bezuyah. Now he's got like this attitude, this approach of just a pauper, of a homeless person, someone from the ghetto. And that's the way that he looks upon himself. That's pretty sad. Shemabit al atzmoy loikal ben melech zach v'toiv. He doesn't look at himself and say, you know, I'm someone important, I'm someone regal, I'm someone royal, I'm someone that of prestige. He doesn't do that. Raka al magusham v'zoyam hu buroi. He's like a boor. Boor is a grubber. V'yi oichartoi. He might just stay that way his whole life. Like, he's okay with it. That's pretty sad. You know, in this week's parasha, we're speaking about where Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to what's going to happen. And he says, there's great things that are on the way. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Leich asafte siknei Yisrael, it's gathered together all the elders of Klal Yisrael, and you have to tell them, Vayomer el eschem me'oni Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out of this oini, this persecution, this the depths of Mitzrayim, and I'm going to bring you Eretz Zobas Cholav Udvash. We're going to go. We're going to go shech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's going to happen? V'shalachti es yodi v'hikisa es Mitzrayim v'chol nifloisai. This is like an unbelievable story. You're going to these people. They've been over 200 years persecuted and beaten and been enslaved. You tell them, yeah, we're getting out of this. And not only are we getting out, it's going to be amazing what's going to happen. We're going to go to the nicest land in the entire world. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. We're going to take all the clothing. V'shala isha mishchenta. And you're going to take like kesef, echlei zav, usmalas, their gold, their silver. We're going to clear this place out. We're going to take everything with us. Nitzaltem es Mitzrayim. Vayan Moshe vayomer hein lo yaminu. They can't believe that. They're not going to believe that. They see themselves as slaves. You're talking to them like they're going to be, you know, they're going to like ride high. Mitzrayim, they were the superpower. They were the empire of the world. We are going to defeat Mitzrayim. We don't see ourselves. We're too little. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma ze biyodecha? What do you have in your hand? It's a mate. Mate. Take the mate. What is this? What is this idea of the mate? What's this? The significance of the mate? What's the secret of the mate? So I heard from Moshe Shapiro, Zalazan Gesund, Shtark, Shavifur Shlema. He said, a mate, it's from the Goyin, is memtes. Hey. Mate is memtes. Hey. Memtes. Klal Yisrael was on the memtes shari tuma. That's where they were. They were like the nachash. They were the snake. Klal Yisrael was destined to reaching the memtes shari kedusha. These same people that were standing there were going to become the dor dea. They're going to be makabel the Torah. They're going to get the closest that anyone ever reached to Adam Arishon Koyde Machet. Memtes shari kedusha. They were all the way up there. Memtes went to memtes. It's all, hey, it's totally in your hand. It's all in your hand. Take a stick. It's turned in one direction. Just move your hand, it's turned in the other direction. 180 degrees. Klal Yisrael, you go from Memtes down there to Memtes up there. You don't believe in yourself. You think you're nobody. You think you haven't done anything in your life. You have to believe you could change everything over. And you could become the Mate Elohim. That's who you could become. We look at ourselves as, come on, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. I'm like so steeped in my gashmias, in my lifestyle. I already created for myself, you know, my path in life. You could change everything. It's in your hands. It's in your hands, Memtes. Memtes Kedusha. I want to remind you of something that we said by Yom Noroim. This week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was found by Bas Paroi. And Bas Paroi tries to bring him to a Menekes. He's a baby. There's a little baby. He needs to eat. So he brings him to a nurse that she should nurse him. He's not taking. Quickly comes his sister Miriam and says, why don't I find a Jewish nurse? And lo and behold, Moshe Rabbeinu starts to nurse. Why? What happened? So Chazal tell us, Peh, She'osid, L'daber in Hashchina, the mouth that's going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to nurse from an Egyptian lady? No way. Not happening. Moshe Rabbeinu refused. Till Miriam brought here his own mother and he nursed from his mother. This concept is nifsak of halacha. It's brought down in halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has a baby, and the baby has to be nursed by someone other than the mother, you have to bring it to a Jewish nurse. She cannot be nursed, but this baby cannot be nursed by a guy. Why? Because you see, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to nurse from a guy, so also every Jewish child. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the obvious question. Hold on a second. Chazal say the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu would a nurse is because he's Peh She'osid L'daber Mashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu is Doch Rabin Shakol Yisrael. He's a tremendous tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he didn't nurse from a guy. But some kid that's born in the year 2000, 2013, why can't he nurse from a guy? He's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky the Kasha. Says Rabbi Yaakov the Teretz. Rabbi Yaakov says, Vais tochoyis. You see from over here, every single child that's born, every single Yiddish child that's born, has a koyach, has the strength, has the talent, has the ability to become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. And this child cannot drink from a goyish nurse because he can be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. Because you can be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. Nifsuch en halacha en shulchan aruch. That's the halacha. And as we mentioned, Yom Noroim time, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva. Every Yid can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Nifzuk in the Rambam. Why in Hilchos Tshuva? Because if you think it's too late for me, maybe, if I would have, you know, been better when I was younger. No, Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings it. You can still be Moshe Rabbeinu. You can still do it. It's in your hands. You are the mate. Memtes in this direction can be turned all the way to the other direction. It's all in your hands. Person has to see himself that way. He has to feel, I'm not happy with what I'm doing. This is beneath me. I'm bigger than this. I'm better than this. I'm more than this. The person has to want to change. That's what's sad. That's the tragedy. You have a Ben Melech, he doesn't even want to change. He thinks that he's okay with this. That's what he says. The person has to want. Su'u meni umar etzak. Bitter, he says. I'm crying out bitter. Ruchi hetzikasni al kein eshel. My spirit will not allow me to be at rest. It's pushing me. I have to ask you this question. Mi yidag la'am Hashem ki yored imloy atem. Who is going to take care of Klal Yisrael if not you? Who is the future of Klal Yisrael if not you? Who are the ones that are building Klal Yisrael if not you? You got to ask yourself that question. Where is the future? Bachur Yisrael, you are Klal Yisrael's Bachrim. Mi Yishaf. Who else is going to be Shoyef, is going to, you know, like yearn for more, is going to strive to be better? Vi Yismaser Kulu La'avoid. He's going to give himself over to work hard. Lahashiv es Yisrael. To restore, to return Klal Yisrael. El Royim Kedushasai. Bring it back to the lofty heights of spirituality. Klal Yisrael was once. El Toyer Ruchai. Where Klal Yisrael once was. We were once there. Klal Yisrael was there. Where everyone walking on the street was a Shasiyid. Everyone walking on the street had Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. It was like constant. That's what. That was a Pashta Yid. How are we going to get back there? Who's going to do it? In whose hands? It's in your hands. Im lo yatem, if not for you, you're pnuyim kol hayom. You're free the entire day. You got nothing else to do. Mikol mischar, you don't work. Umelacha, no business, no work. Rak toraschem amunaschem, all you have is to do, is to learn, to daven, and to do mitzvahs. That's it. You're the ones that have the time to make this change, to build the sensitivity, to make Klal Yisrael, to restore the glory of Klal Yisrael. You're the ones. How many yeshiva bachrim are there? You got to look at yourself and say, this is me. It's in my hands. Oitchem rachim. You're still young. You're very young. You've got a lot of energy, enthusiasm, a lot of life, a lot of time ahead of you. You could still make that change in yourself. Change your flesh, the Bisar Kodesh. Make yourself, your whole being, to become a Heilige Yid. A Heilige Pashat Yid. Es Ruchachem, your spirit. Le'esh Oichla, fire dike spirit. Should be a person that's consumed with a fire and a passion to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ves Kol Atzmechem. In your very essence, your entire being, the Seferes Yisrael, to be a source of pride for Klal Yisrael, v'levnei heicholo demalko, to be those that belong in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctuary, people that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's confidants, the ones that he can rely on. That's what he wants from us. That's what we're capable of. We just have to believe in ourselves. Because Hashem will continue. Next week.